Pendengar, bagi warga Australia baru, untuk mendapatkan akomodasi merupakan bagian integral dari proses permukiman. Kelompok komunitas di seluruh negara ini bekerja sama dengan pemerintah untuk membantu mereka yang paling membutuhkan mengembangkan solusi yang berkelanjutan dan efektif. Namun salah satu solusi, yaitu perumahan rakyat, sekarang sangat sulit untuk ditemukan. Berikut ini laporan tentang hal itu. Kebanyakan krisis perumahan itu berarti meningkatkan hutang untuk dapat menetap di kota kita dan berjuang untuk membeli rumah pertama Anda. Namun, untuk sebagian orang, krisis itu berjalan jauh lebih dalam. Beberapa warga hampir tidak mampu untuk menyewa dan bahkan mungkin tidak memiliki tempat yang aman untuk menetap. Keith Jacobs, seorang profesor dari University of Tasmania, sedang melakukan penyelidikan terhadap masalah utama dalam perumahan di Australia.
So many people are just unable to live in good housing. It seems that only very wealthy people now have the opportunity to buy a home, and only very wealthy people can live in good private rental accommodation. So people on low incomes, or people who rely on Centrelink, for example, or on welfare, really are going to struggle.
Perumahan rakyat merupakan salah satu solusi. Perumahan ini disediakan oleh pemerintah untuk membantu mereka yang berpenghasilan rendah, orang-orang yang tidak mampu untuk memiliki rumah, atau mungkin bermasalah untuk menyewa di sektor swasta. Penyewa rumah rakyat masih harus membayar sewa, namun disesuaikan dengan penghasilan mereka dan tidak pernah lebih dari 25% dari pendapatan mereka. Prioritas diberikan kepada orang-orang yang paling membutuhkan, seperti penyandang cacat atau orang-orang yang mengalami kekerasan dalam rumah tangga atau tunawisma. Mereka dapat mendaftarkan diri melalui otoritas perumahan negara bagian mereka. Namun, Keith Jacobs mengatakan, ada kekurangan yang besar untuk perumahan rakyat karena kekurangan dana yang disediakan.
The eligibility for public housing is usually determined by state housing authorities, and they make decisions based on the level of need. Because there's such a shortage of public housing in the large cities, the state housing authorities have great trouble in actually allocating properties to all those people who probably need it. And usually in practice, what now happens is that only the very vulnerable households, often people who are very elderly, people who might have severe disabilities, people with young children who are out of work, they tend to be the people who usually are able to access housing.
Saat ini ada lebih dari 100.000 orang tanpa rumah dan sekitar 160.000 rumah tangga terdaftar dalam penungguan perumahan rakyat di seluruh negara ini. Waktu penungguan dapat berkisar dari beberapa bulan sampai beberapa tahun, tergantung pada negara bagian masing-masing. Selama dalam penungguan, warga yang membutuhkan harus beralih ke organisasi masyarakat untuk mencari bantuan. Pengungsi dan pendatang kemanusiaan, dan juga mereka yang menghadapi peningkatan kesulitan keuangan, hanya mengandalkan pembayaran dari Centrelink. Olivia Ngui dari Liverpool Migrant Resource Center menjelaskan bagaimana mereka memberikan bantuan-bantuan darurat.
Quite a lot of our clients are from Iraq. One of our clients had quite large bills. They're in a granny flat type situation, and so they ended up paying for actually the main house as well as their own granny flat, and they were quite unclear as to why the utility costs were so high. They were covering both their own utility costs as well as the main providers, and so through our support and the support of the Energy and Water Ombudsman, we were able to ensure that she was only paying her portion of utility costs.
Ia mengatakan penyedia layanan seperti Liverpool Migrant Resource Center memainkan peran penting dalam membantu proses persewaan.
The best thing that we can do to support our clients is to make sure that they're clear in terms of what their responsibilities are, so that they in turn demonstrate that they are able to really well maintain a property and are great tenants, so that in future they have a much better chance of securing future rental properties in their own right.
Di Victoria, setiap tahun MS Australia membantu lebih dari 40.000 orang dengan menyediakan layanan permukiman kemanusiaan bagi para pengungsi dan migran yang baru datang. Pemimpin tim dari MS Australia Settlement Accommodation Services, Joseph Johanna, mengetahui bagaimana rasanya menjadi pendatang baru yang membutuhkan perumahan.
Originally came from Iraq. I arrived to Australia in 2006 through the humanitarian program supported by UNHCR. I was in a neighboring country, Syria, at that time, escaped from the war in Iraq, and I was accepted to Australia in 2006 together with my family. When we arrived to the airport, we were exposed with people, welcoming us, so they were kind of the settlement providers, and we didn't know what does that mean.
Ketika baru tiba, Joseph dan keluarganya tinggal bersama bibinya sampai mereka pindah ke rumah sendiri.
We lived in an area which is full of multiculturalism and cult communities. It's been inherited to that northern region of Melbourne since 70s and 80s. So it's something usual to see a lot of people coming from different backgrounds because it's affordable area.
Ia mengatakan menyewa sebuah tempat yang dekat dengan kota merupakan sebuah tantangan lain.
And there is a lack of affordable properties in Victoria. Most of our cold communities are in newly established areas. In the western suburbs, we're still lucky enough to have areas like Warrabee, and around it, it's affordable. We are lucky enough to have areas like Broadmeadows and surrounding in the northern suburbs of Melbourne still available and to the budget of the clients.
Keith Jacobs menjelaskan bahwa kesulitan itu juga terjadi dalam kasus mencari perumahan rakyat. Sementara ada beberapa perumahan rakyat di dekat CBD di Sydney dan Melbourne, namun sebagian besar perumahan rakyat dibangun di pinggiran kota, jauh dari pekerjaan dan peluang.
Most of the people who want public housing usually want to stay in the neighborhood where they're from and have access to good services and employment opportunities. Unfortunately, a lot of the public housing which was built in Australia tends to be on the outskirts of the large cities because it was actually cheaper to build public housing in that way. So we do know that some of the public housing estates in, say, for example, in Sydney are a long, long way from where the jobs are, and that's led to further disadvantage.
Sebagian warga Australia dapat mengandalkan dukungan dari keluarga dan teman-teman. Namun para pendatang baru tidak memiliki jaringan di Australia dan menghadapi isolasi di dalam komunitas baru mereka. Joseph Joanna mengatakan dukungan masyarakat sangat dibutuhkan sepanjang jalur permukiman.
I believe the communities settled already in Australia have the role to take on board to advocate the important factors on how to make a good journey for a newcomers, new people arriving to Australia, to make them successful like others are successful.
Sangat penting untuk memahami apa arti akomodasi yang terjangkau dan dapat diakses atau dicapai di Australia.
I would be encouraging actually the community to deliver the correct message to the newly arrived communities that in Australia it is not easy to rent property. It is a different system from back home. From any newly arrived person, it needs to take a journey until you get your first shelter approved.
Mengingat betapa sulitnya diprediksi pasar persewaan di negara ini, Keith Jacob ingin melihat lebih banyak dana diinvestasikan untuk perumahan rakyat sehingga adil bagi semua orang.
You're not going to be turfed out by your landlord if you live in the public housing, and therefore your chances of creating good conditions for you and your family are much greater. So I suppose what I'm really saying is that it provides much more security for people who are very vulnerable. And the danger of getting rid of public housing or not providing public housing is you're forcing people to live very marginal and disadvantaged lives. It makes it harder for them to get jobs. It often leads to stress and therefore affects their health.
Menurut data dari The Australian Institute of Health and Welfare tahun 2014, terdapat sekitar 317.000 unit perumahan rakyat di Australia. Meskipun jika sebagian besar telah dihuni, namun masih tersedia beberapa perumahan, terutama di daerah pedesaan. Untuk mengajukan mendapatkan perumahan rakyat, silakan menghubungi otoritas perumahan di negara bagian masing-masing.